one. And a two. We got Echo. And a three. And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 65. Why don't I check that before I do it? I'm pretty sure it's 65. Anyway, this is the top five characters that just need to go away. I am Chris Mosby.
I'm Caleb Gerard.
I'm Murray Fox.
And as we were saying, we were talking about characters today that we just think comic book characters, obviously. They just need to go away. They're not needed anymore, whatever. Just hate them. Who knows? we'll find out as we move along. Caleb, great topic, Caleb.
Thank you very much.
Very innovative, I think.
I try.
So, Chad, you want to lead out?
Yes.
John?
Oh, sure. My first one is... Now, this is a pre-New 52 version of this character. We have not seen the new version of this character.
Oh, well, okay.
We talked about
it. You know, I didn't even think about that. I wasn't going to do any pre-52s. Like, well, most of the characters I don't like, I don't know if they're back or not. But I'll bang those out while you're doing that.
No, that's why I wanted to put this caveat. This is actually the only one that falls into that gray area. And they've mentioned him. I don't remember. Maybe it was in Justice League or... Maybe it was Justice League Dark. I don't know. But Red Tornado.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, it's probably just because they haven't... A writer has not been able to do anything with the guy.
Well, that's been so overdone. I mean, you know.
Oh, the last decade or so, his role is, I'm going to get blowed up real good, then I'm going to mope about it like a sad little bitch.
Yeah.
For a year about how I'm Pinocchio and I want to be a real boy and make babies with what's her name,
yeah.
And but in the meantime I'm going to adopt this little war child that never grows up. I don't know.
You know, it's funny you bring that up like that because I was reading, actually got enough quiet time to read Avengers Forever. And it brought up a lot of the Scarlet Witch vision thing, and that's the same thing. I'm going to add that to my list.
Yeah, I mean, the Vision, I would even go so far as to say is the Vision has been done better as the Pinocchio character, mm-hmm. than Red Tornado, because Vision kind of goes, you know what, I'm an android, you know, that's life, you know, I'm going to be the best android I can be. And I, darn it, people like me for it.
There you go.
Whereas Red Tornado, and again, I, you know, the last time he was really used at all was during that Mel Metzler run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I enjoyed that.
He was ahead. He was ahead at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they never, ever did anything with him ever again. The last time he was cool was during the Tornado Tyrant stuff with Jerry Conaway and George Perez like 20 years ago.
Really? Ew.
Wasn't he cool during Young Justice?
The cartoon, yeah, that's true.
No, like the comic series. He was in there, wasn't he?
Yeah, I never read that though.
He was their adult mentor, right? When Peter mm-hmm. David was writing it.
Yeah.
Right.
And they kind of did the same thing with the cartoon.
And now he's gone from there too. They couldn't even make him mm-hmm. endure 5 years later.
Yeah. Well, the cartoon's gone too, so.
Well. Until January. It's only another 2 months.
Yeah, well, you know. Why they yanked it in the first place. Anyway.
Go ahead. That's
great.
A
good one. No, that's it. I'm done.
I think they mentioned Red Tornado in, I want to say, Earth 2. I think
did
that's
they?
Where he was mentioned.
Maybe it was Earth 2.
I think you're right. It was Earth 2.
They mentioned him and maybe Sergeant Steel or whatever, so... Whenever we see him, I suspect he's not going to be the little android that wants to be a man.
Don't go there. I mean, I give James Robinson a lot of credit for innovating with the characters recently. With, you know, even, I mean, his Al Pratt is cooler than he's ever been.
Oh yeah, that's some cool stuff, man.
Really? And you're absolutely right. It was Earth 2 because Al Pratt, I think, was the character who mentioned that, you know, that the going on. So. Oh, another time he was. I'm sorry, it was in Firestorm when he was when Ostrander made him the Wind Elemental.
That's right. Yeah.
That was kind of interesting, wasn't it?
When they had the whole Elemental War thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I caught bits and pieces of that myself.
But he wasn't Red Tornado then. He was Tornado Guy. Hmm. So. Yeah. There's one of mine that I think, you know, if again pre-New 52, but luckily for me he'd already gone away. They weren't using him. So. Mm-hmm. But if you were to blow it up permanently, no loss.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, I can't argue.
Every time they bring him back, they've got to go over that entire backstory too, you know. And
I'm a tiny little bitchy robot.
A little bunch of pages of, you know, bringing all that crap back up.
That's great.
Okay. Who's next?
Alrighty. I'm next. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, I'm going with Aunt May. Is she still around in the books?
She is. She married J. Jonah Jameson's dad, actually.
Yeah, I read. I'm so sorry. I've read that far up. Into the trades. That was interesting. So she's not that much around, though, is she? At least she wasn't when I was.
There you go. So they wanted her out of the series. They just didn't want to kill her off. Well,
yeah.
I'm saying kill her off. I like the Ultimate Universe version of her, but I don't know. All I remember is she's old and fragile and sick all the time, and
they seem to change that after Brand New Day, didn't they?
Maybe.
And she's dumb as a sack of dumb. I mean, you did not figure out he's.
Well, yeah, you gotta, yeah. She, who knows? Maybe she knows, and she's just keeping her mouth shut. So.
I 100% agree on that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those character tropes that they keep around, and it's just old, man.
Yeah, I kind of
like, you know, Clark Kent working at the Daily Planet. They've taken care of that, it seems like. I haven't read that issue yet. But
This week.
Was it this week?
Well, they've taken care of it for this week. Who knows what next week will put it
in. True. I think I bought it. I just haven't read it.
Person will have him working there in the book. So.
Yeah. Okay. This one's going to be a shocker, but mine is the Punisher.
Oh, that's a good choice. I should have thought of him.
And I'll tell you why. You know, they killed him off. They brought him back as a demon hunter with a thing on his head, and. Then they brought him back again, and for 10 issues later, he's Frankencastle. See, because a guy that just runs around with normal old machine guns with a skull on his chest is just, I think that it's time for that to retire. And they brought him back with Greg Rucka, and the series was, he phoned that series in through the whole thing. I don't know why I kept reading. I think I finally stopped, but like at 2 issues before, they ended it anyway. And this latest Punisher War Journal that they've got, it's like a 5 issue, and before he leaves, Greg Rucka leaves, he's taking on the Avengers. Why?
He's a guy with guns.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that comic, what the deal is, but they did, Punisher takes on the Marvel Universe, the little hardcover thing where everybody gets some kind of sloppy zombie disease, and he has to kill all the heroes, and then I don't know. They've done, you know, hell, he's been with the Archies, for crying out loud. He's been in the Archie book. It's time. I mean, it's been way past time, apparently. Just retire the character. Just retire him, unless they can bring him back and not be part of the Marvel Universe. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, just I've never seen it happen, and I'm sure it has, but him versus the Hulk. The Hulk should just, you're dead. Move on.
Yeah.
I've never liked the character. I take that back. The only time I liked the Punisher character was the original miniseries, the Mike Zachdron one, where he's in prison with Jigsaw. That was a cool miniseries.
See, I was a big fan of the Punisher back in the 80s and 90s when those kind of movies were all out there, and you know, what was going on then? Oh, that was right before Jim Lee got big. That's where he got his start, was doing that Punisher. And
he did?
I believe so, yeah. It was Punisher War Journal, like, I don't know, 10, 11 issues in. It was Jim Lee covers and stuff. I think that's where some of the first stuff he did.
I had no idea. Huh.
Yeah, because I remember I had a couple of those issues, and it was his first, and they were worth like three times as much because of that.
Wow.
Because they're all gone now. But anyway. He just needs to go. His time is done. With politically correct world that we live in, and you know, all the shootings and schools and stuff like that, and he just needs to go away. It's an outdated concept, I think.
I can't argue.
Yeah,
but then you would start doing that to Deadpool and Lobo, and I'm sorry, you lost.
You know, surprisingly, oh wow, I forgot that character, Deadpool. Let me put him on.
Oh no, stop.
Well, you people,
and you know what it is about Punisher versus Deadpool or Lobo? He's not funny.
Oh, Punisher isn't funny?
Punisher's not funny.
No, he isn't funny.
That's the saving grace for Deadpool and Lobo. When they're done right,
it depends on. Well, I've never liked Deadpool because he's like a rehash of Lobo and the Punisher, really. Yeah.
But again, if you just say, you know what, it's all tongue in cheek, it really has no consequence. If you just, you know, and unless,
so
unless
you're saying do the ambush bug on it.
Yeah.
Treat it like that.
Exactly. That's when Deadpool works. That's when Lobo works. When you just go, you know what? It's just pure fun. And I don't think they do that with Punisher. And you're right. It's past time that they put a bullet in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, here's a character that needs to have a bullet in his head. And they've done it in the movies twice, but they refuse to do it in the comic book. The Joker.
Aww.
Yeah, that's another one. You know, you see him on screen in The Dark Knight Returns, and he's, you know, laughing when he says stuff, and it's that stuff's not funny. That guy is a, you know, cold-blooded mass murderer. After let's get this death in the family thing done, and I mean, they went to all that trouble to rip his face off, and then he's back. So I'm not really sure what that's all about, but yeah, that's a good one.
I think that Batman needs that type of character to kind of balance him out, to say, okay, this is what makes Batman, you know, a good guy, you know, for all his vigilantism, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the Joker, I mean, the guy has killed, and they've made it continuity. He's killed a lot of people.
Gordon should be the one to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's time for them to put a bull in his head or you know...
Oh, absolutely.
Or hook him up to the drip and be done with it. It's silly that they keep him alive.
I agree. His time is done, too.
It's reached a point, it's like, really? Wonder Woman's willing to break Max Lord's neck, but she's not willing to go in and crush this guy's skull.
Well, you know, they'd make up some kind of excuse that, you know, well, that's Batman's responsibility or whatever. But yeah, he should have been killed a while back.
Having just watched the Jack Nicholson Batman yesterday, they kill him off there. They killed off Heath Ledger's Joker. I mean, it's
no, they didn't kill off Heath Ledger's character. The last they saw him, he was hanging upside down, and the SWAT team showed up.
Oh, see, I haven't seen the new one, so I just assumed that he died.
No, Heath Ledger died, though. I mean, that kind of kills that. I don't think anybody can do that character as good as he did. So,
just side note, if you watch the
Wait a minute, you haven't watched any of the new Batman movies?
I haven't watched the third one.
Oh, okay. Well, he's not in the third one at all. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
If I in the second, if you watch Dark Knight and you watch Batman with Jack Nicholson, and you also watch the Cesar Romero Joker, they all Jack Nicholson borrows so much from Cesar Romero, and Ledger borrows so much from both of them when he does.
Oh, really?
That's my tangent. That's my tangent for the morning.
That's something to think about.
It's pretty interesting that when you start like comparing the mannerisms, like wow, that's Jack Nicholson did that, and then you say, oh my God, Cesar Romero did that. So, okay.
Wow, Cesar Romero to Heath Ledger.
Yeah, that's quite the
quite a jump.
Yes, it is.
Maybe they should have killed Cesar Romero.
Jeez. Okay, who's next?
Alrighty, I'm going with. Okay, well, in the new DCU, there's like 800 mystery organizations. So you got Argus, you got Shade, you got Cadmus, you got the DEO, you got Nowhere. I think we have Checkmate. We have
Checkmate.
Yeah. Yep. Black Box. Okay.
Like, and those are just the ones off the top of my head. Like, there's
Blackhawks. Wow.
Blackhawks, yeah. There's too many secret mystery organizations. So
semi-secret, really, but anyway.
Yeah, well.
No, that's a good one. It's a real good one.
Get rid of half of them. Like, we can keep the DEO. Mm-hmm. We can keep Cadmus, because it's probably scientific-y sort of, I don't know. Sort of, like, you know, they do stuff. Get rid of Nowhere, please. Get rid of Nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Argus, we could get rid of Argus. And then we can get rid of that second Justice League title, which might be very good. I shouldn't prejudge it. However, I would rather see them in with the regular Justice Leaguers than get their own book. So get rid of Argus and get rid of Nowhere and get rid of Checkmate, because I've never, ever, 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 ever liked them. But we can keep Cadmus and we can keep Shade.
What are you trying to say, dude?
I don't like Checkmate. Blah.
Don't like
Checkmate. I would say Cadmus, Shade, and Argus would be the three that I would keep. The rest of them, I agree. And the only reason... Or instead of Argus, keep Checkmate. One or the other, because they each seem to serve a different purpose. Mm-hmm. Shade is the whole, you know, the inner space type stuff. Mm-hmm. Whereas, yes. What were the other ones? I'm sorry, I'm
Checkmate.
The government. They're the street level. You know, killing Osama bin Laden group.
Yeah, we don't need them. No, that's what our superheroes are for. Get rid of the mystery Big Brother government organizations. Get rid of them. Nope.
Well, they certainly don't need as many of them. And it's kind of getting to the point where they use it so much in DC that it's like a crutch.
But then who supports Suicide Squad if not for Checkmate or Argus?
Who is supporting Suicide Squad? Is it Argus?
It's Argus, yeah.
Oh. Really?
They can go off their own. Amanda Waller, I'm sure, is powerful enough to run her own little mystery group.
She's been very good on her Jenny Craig, so.
See, there we go. Okay, that's who I say. Start with Nowhere, get rid of them. Then get rid of Checkmate, because they're just as bad. And...
Well, I don't see... What's the point of that, really? I mean, it's... A lot of the other ones that you hear about are doing stuff like what Checkmate used to do, and it's all controlled by Maxwell Lord. It's not even close to the original, so why even do it?
Yeah.
For that matter, why do we need Maxwell Lord?
Yeah, we don't. He can go too.
Okay.
He can go when Checkmate goes down the tubes. All the right. DEO can take over. The DEO can take over Suicide Squad. That's easy. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I forgot about the DEO, but they're not secret. They're like the CIA or the FBI. They're well known.
But
Yeah.
They're, yeah.
What is DEO? It's Department of Extra Normal or something.
Yeah.
Operations, I think.
Operatives, okay.
Yeah, I think that's it. Something like that.
All right. Well, I not necessarily the specifics, but the general, I 100% agree that there are too many secret organizations. And we haven't even left the United States.
Yeah, good point.
Maybe that's what Trinity War will be. It'll be like the last three standing, or all these secret organizations will take each other out.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see. I think it's my turn.
Sure.
Well, let's see. I'm doing one, and really after AVX, that might have been taken care of for me. Emma Frost.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that character.
Sweet little Emma Frost.
Oh, whatever. Is she good? Is she bad? What's the deal with her? Come on now. And she's in jail right now, I think. And for that matter, I mean, they've pretty much decimated the X-Men. Now, are they going to have, except for the all new X-Men with the new characters, I see a little thing about they're going to have a third Uncanny series at Marvel now. Something about that. So maybe they're going to have another Uncanny X-Men again. And there's Seth Peck details his X-Men plan. So maybe there will be an X-Men team. But it's certainly not going to be like anything you... I don't know. Don't know.
Ross, though. I actually... Morrison... For all my not Morrison hate, but my Morrison dislike, I thought it was a good move for him to bring her into the X-Men. She was never a bad guy. She was just, you know, her affiliations were ill advised.
I don't know about that, but I just don't. Just the whole idea of her being in the X-Men has always bothered me. Now, I did enjoy her character when Whedon did that run of Astonishing, but I just haven't been able to accept it since. So, I don't know. But since the character's in jail now, so maybe I won't have to worry about that. So, anyway.
I have to say, AVX Consequences has been really good.
Yeah, I agree with you. I haven't read the latest issue yet, but yeah, that's good stuff.
The latest issue is status quo setting. I hope that it is what I just said. I hope that it is setting a direction for certain X characters that sticks.
Good. I'm looking forward to reading that then. I'm way behind.
A lot of the follow-up minis. Big events are just, you know, they're not very well written, and they're kind of vignettes around the various universes. This one is it's setting a tone that stick with it, they can't go back from.
Well, I have to admit, has been better than I thought. And I thought, you know, I don't really want to read this, but what the heck, I'll go ahead and do it. And this kept me coming back, even though it's $4.
Emma Frost is in there. They finally show what's up with her in this number 4 issue. They keep talking about her.
And I'm noticing on here on Comixology, speaking of, the Marvel's letting you pre-order all their new Marvel Now stuff. The first one was Uncanny Avengers number 2, but they got all new X-Men. They got the new Deadpool, the new Iron Man, the new Fantastic Four. Looks like all of them. On here, pre-order these comics. Interesting.
I'm against pre-ordering digital comics.
Yeah, that's kind of silly, isn't it?
My line in the sand.
Yep. But anyway.
That's where I draw the line.
Is that where you draw the line? Okay.
No pre-ordering. Gotcha.
Okay.
No pre-ordering digital.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So sticking with my villains who should go away, I'm going with Thanos. He wants to die anyhow, so go ahead and kill him off.
Thanos.
His shtick is, you think is pretty.
Well, they just got through bringing him back, didn't they?
Yeah, and they'll have him in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and
well, of course,
I get that. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I find it boring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's always gonna lose. You know, he's gonna. Die, he's gonna lose. I mean, he's just a big loser.
Yeah, but what the kind of consequences that they go after? I mean, I've enjoyed all those. Of course, most of them were written by Jim Starlin. Stories where that character's been in. That I've read so far. But anyway, yeah. I don't know. I was kind of had mixed feelings to see Thanos at the end of the Avengers movie. And I can understand that one.
And for what I just said, that I think he should go away. I thought that was a cool moment. It was a fanboy moment. I get it. And no one else in the theater who wasn't reading comics knew who the hell he was, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it weeded out the wannabes. I'm kidding. I don't care. The wannabes keep the business going. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's and you know, everyone was a wannabe until they're a real fan. I get it. So Thanos would be next, and just simply because the character wants to die anyhow, let him die. Mm-hmm. And they've got plenty of other cosmic ones that they can lean on.
Yeah. Good point.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, I am going with the whole Ultimate Universe, except for Spider-Man. He can live. He can
really?
Stick around. Yep. It seems like its time has come and gone.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's, I don't know, the Miles Morales Spider-Man seems different enough, and Bendis seems to have lots of stories that he's telling with that guy. Which is great, but everything else seems kind of warmed over or done, or I don't even get the sense that Marvel knows what they're doing. Like, after the, was it Ultimatum? What was that big?
Yeah, where they killed all the X-Men characters?
Blood came through, and yeah, the Blob ate some people, and yeah.
Never was interested in that.
No, like, it just, it doesn't, it had its moment, I think, with the Ultimates and with Ultimate Spider-Man and even Ultimate X-Men for a while, but it seems like it's lost its steam and they're kind of searching for what to do with it, so maybe it's better to just cut the line back to Ultimate Spider-Man and have the other characters just kind of appear.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, and when they really have a strong direction for it, bring it back then. But until then, they can die. They can all get some superhero disease and just fade away.
Yeah, when they create a title called Ultimate Ultimates.
Yeah, that's a little silly.
and that, did you read any of that Hickman run on there?
No.
It was confusing. I did not understand it at all.
Interesting.
And I'm a relatively smart guy. You know,
I'll give 12, you that.
You know, I got 1200 plus on my SATs. I'm
only if I ever took those.
Oh my god, was it? I had no effing clue what was happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, Marie. They're treading water, or they're spinning their wheels. Actually, is probably
like they've said, I think, in a couple of interviews that when they started the Ultimate Universe, it was very different than the original Marvel Universe, and it was cutting edge, and it was stuff that they couldn't do with the regular characters. But in the last 5, 6, 8 years, the regular Marvel Universe has started to do all those things that the Ultimate mm-hmm. Universe was there for. So.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot separating it other than, I don't know, other than some of the characters have a bad attitude and stuff. But I say just set it aside. Give it time to find its feet again and then bring it back. Bring it back.
I wouldn't mind seeing more Earth 2 books, actually. I'm enjoying that a little bit more than I am the regular.
I could totally get down behind that.
All righty. Let's see. Who's next? Me?
You.
Okay, here's another big shocker. Are you sitting down?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Wolverine.
Oh, you grabbed it right off my list.
Oh, it's time for him to go. All that stuff with AVX and the High and Mighty Attitude and all that, and he's in. If Spider-Man's not in the book, Wolverine is. It doesn't matter. He's going to be in the Avengers again. He's got his, you know, the Wolverine X-Men. I don't know if that's going to continue or what, but or if that's going to continue in Marvel now, but he's everywhere all the time, and it's they've done that character to death.
Has he ever been killed off before?
He had his adamantium taken off of his bones. Magneto did that. And he was running around with bone claws for a while. And then he got it back, seems like. And he remembers everything that's happened to him. And then they, the son of Wolverine, that Dawkins character, and then the female clone of him and all that. See, that's it's time. It's over. I'm over it. The Wolverine movie that Hugh Jackman's doing right now. Oh, it's supposed to be better. It's a reboot, and it's supposed to be better. No, it's over. I'm sorry. It's done.
they're doing the Chris Claremont Frank Miller Wolverine, though.
What? The one? Oh, they are?
Yeah. It's going to be the feudal.
So it's going to start out with, I'm the best there is at what I do. If they don't put that line in there, they're crazy.
I don't know. I barely watched the last one, so.
Oh, I never watched the last one. I knew it would be bad. I don't know why. I just knew.
It had Deadpool in it.
Yeah, I'm done with Wolverine. That's probably going to keep me from reading the new Avengers title. If I was going to read it anyway. I admit I'm curious about what they're doing.
It's got Cannonball and Sunspot in it.
See, I know. I don't get that. Don't get that. And this X-Men Legacy, it's all going to be about Legion? What's that all about?
Dream Girl, Starboy.
What?
Fighting Lad, it's going to be about the Legion.
No, Legion. You know, Professor X's son.
I don't know.
I just looked at the cover. You can pre-order it on Comixology right now, you see.
I have a hard time seeing Professor X getting busy with anybody. I can't believe he's got a son out there.
You didn't know he had a son? Come on now.
Nope.
It was a great run of In New Mutants back in the day when Sienkiewicz was drawing it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd rather go back and read all the old X-Men stuff now, and I got some of it.
It was right around the Demon Bear saga time. It was like the next storyline after that.
Yeah.
Really? I totally missed all that.
Yeah. Let's see the guy with the spiky hair he was standing by.
Oh, he had the hair that was that it when Sienkiewicz was drawing it, his hair was like 7 feet tall.
Oh yeah, tell me about it.
Who's the lucky mama then?
Her name was something Holler or Heller.
Wasn't she like Israeli or something?
Yeah. There was a story that was, I don't remember the exact circumstances, but it was a flashback story when Xavier and Magneto were buddies, when it was, you know, Eric and Charles, hard traveling heroes, and they
got
in war torn Middle East, Israel, something like that, and Charles got busy, as you said, and knocked out a kid. Well, he was the one who caused Age of Apocalypse, actually.
Yeah, yeah, he freaked out, and he's like super duper powerful.
Yeah, and he went back in time and killed off Xavier in the past, which made Age of Apocalypse possible.
Huh.
Yep, I remember that.
Come on, Murray.
I have no idea.
Come on, this is 20-year-old history.
Come on, man.
I'm out of it.
So Wolverine needs to go bye-bye. That was the...
Yes, that is my consensus there. So, next up.
Now, should he just go away, or should he just be should they pull back on him?
At this point, I think he just needs to go away. They've overdone it. I mean, as much as I like Batman, even I admit they've got too many Batman titles out there. But Marvel has done Wolverine, I think, you know, twice or 10 times as bad as, you know. But and maybe in the Marvel Now, when they restart everything, because the only thing I'm seeing him in that has Marvel Now on it is the Avengers, which I can't believe that.
But he'll be in both Avengers books, plus he'll be in the X-Men books, and he'll be in...
That's right. He'll be in Uncanny Avengers and the other. Exactly.
And he'll be in his own book.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the saving grace of Batman, is that at least, you know, setting aside Justice League, mm-hmm. you don't see Batman anywhere else.
No.
Justice League and his own little line of books.
Exactly. But yeah, Wolverine has to be involved in everything. You know, I don't know. I don't know what else they're canceling right now. I saw the X-Men, Wolverine and the X-Men still around.
Yay.
So.
Interesting. And he's got a great agent, that Wolverine.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I just think that character's done for a while, but everybody seems to love him, so. What you going to do, huh?
My next one is Hank Pym.
Oh, ouch.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, listen to my reasoning. I got good reasoning behind
it. Oh, man, go for it.
All right. He's just the guy everyone can blame. They can blame him for everything. And they need somebody like that. I get it. But it's kind of a waste because, they've only recently started, acknowledging the fact that he's smart. I mean, that's like a recent change of point of view for the Marvel Universe. But for the most part, they just use him as like, oh, you're the idiot who built this, or you're the douchebag who raped that or beat up this. And it's like,
I can kind of see that, but I don't know if I agree with the being smart comment, though. Because, I mean, reading, like I said, Avengers Forever, and they had the Yellow Jacket, which I never knew this, but I guess at one point Hank Pym went crazy and made the Yellow Jacket persona and thought that he'd killed the Hank Pym.
Mm-hmm.
And then meanwhile on that same team is Hank Pym from, you know, when that the Busiek of Perez Avengers was going on. Anyway, weird. Yeah, no.
He seems to be their catch-all for, okay, good guy goes crazy, good guy builds something, good guy is not such a good guy. I don't know. I'm
yeah. That's another thing that's old, is that good guy gone bad.
It's not even so much he ever went bad. He never became a bad guy per se. He was a bad guy, the bad person, and I find it boring at this point.
No, I can see that. Well, and then how many identities has he had, for crying out loud?
He had a lot. He was even the Wasp for a little while. So Marie, you reacted strongly when I said Hank Pym. I'm curious.
Yeah, I kind of like the guy. I kind of like the big doof. But if they're going to get rid of him, you got to bring back the Wasp. It could be a good – oh, that could be a good way to go. He could, like, sacrifice himself to bring her back.
How would that work?
Who cares? Then Wasp would be back. That would be fine.
She was always a character.
It was like in Avengers Forever, she's the – pretty much the leader, since the cap they have is the disillusioned cap from the Nixon era, or around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess I really don't, except for Spider-Man and maybe some X-Men, I really don't know that much about Marvel Universe as much as I thought, because I've been reading that and I'm like, when did that happen? So, but anyway.
It's time to broaden your horizons. There's some very
I'm gonna start getting trades of that stuff.
Get the essential stuff, man. It's cheap. You know, it doesn't need color. A lot of that uncanny in black and white looks really cool.
Yeah.
A lot of the Avengers stuff in black and white looks really cool.
Yeah. No argument there.
Yeah, I'll have to see what I can find. Those essentials, some of the Uncanny X-Men ones are hard to find.
Are they?
Oh. Yeah, at least from what I've seen. And I bought the trade of the Marvel Masterworks Uncanny X-Men. I haven't read it yet. I found it. I was at some store and saw it, and I grabbed it. But on at least on Amazon, they're hard to...
If you go to the Chandler Unified Library in Arizona, they've got a bunch of them. I know I gave it
to them. There you go. Yeah, I thought about doing that for local libraries, buying essentials and reading them and then giving them to the library.
Our my local library, well, it's not apparently not as extensive as the Waterloo Public Library. got a pretty good collection going, and I would say that I built that up by at least 20 or 30 trade paperbacks.
So. There you go. I was surprised to find it in our local library.
Hmm.
We've got a section in all of our various branches. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Hank Pym is my next choice for a character that just needs to stop.
Oh. No wonder you wouldn't hear me. I just muted myself. what I was saying was that our local library has them. And the only problem is they put them under young adult and they got stuff like The Killing Joke and other, you know, things of that vein that I really wouldn't consider that young adult.
Oh, they've got some manga stuff in the young adult area. Mm. I was like, somebody needs to kind of open these for a moment and look at all the boobies floating around in here.
Yeah. I thought about doing that too, going down there and educating them a little bit.
Don't you wreck it for the young kids. Don't you be getting in there. That's where they want that. They need their...
I don't want my comic book pages sticking together, Murray.
Ew.
Think of the children.
All right. Well, I am thinking of the children.
They've got needs.
Oh, Lord. That's what the internet's for.
Oh, encourage literacy.
So, okay, Wolverine, who's next?
Okay, well, I'm going with Captain America.
Oh! Off my list.
The big red, white, and blue guy. He...
Get out of town.
Nope, he's a doof. He was only interesting when they killed him off. When Brubaker killed him off and brought in Bucky, that was an interesting Captain America. But the Captain America that's running around now blaming Cyclops for everything and Mr. High and Mighty Poopy Pants there, yuck. Get rid of him. He needs to be taken down by, like, the lowest of the mutants. Like, I don't know, pick a mutant. Someone that, I don't know, is Husk still around? Was that a mutant? Or
she's around, yes.
Marrow, or I don't know, have some, like, the Toad. Have the Toad come by and jump on him. Platinum.
I don't know.
And then Bucky can come back and be Captain America.
I have to admit, I almost started reading that one. I did that, but I never did.
It was good. It was good.
I remember picking up that.
I highly recommend it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There was a stupid moment in that A plus X where with Captain America teamed up with Cable and. It's set in World War II, and Bucky says, "Hey, I kind of like that mechanical arm he's got there." And...
Oh, that's funny.
That's very good, because, kiddo...
Learn to love it, in fact.
That's right.
Interesting. I have to admit, though, I am intrigued as the new Captain America series that they're coming up with. See what that's about. Because it's you know, John Romita Jr. art, and I just love his art.
Yeah, it's beautiful art, but you know what? He can draw a beautiful Bucky, I bet.
Probably could.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America was on my list, too. And actually, the only time I found the movie was really cool, but it was cool because it was set in a period where the character... like World War II. Mm-hmm. He doesn't fit in 2000, 12 America.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
No. I think you're right.
What was it? I don't know, remember what you said. I think you said poopy pants. I put it with bossy pants.
Yeah. So. See, that's totally it.
Yeah. And I'm still kind of hacked off of that AVX, really. They went to all that trouble to keep her from getting the Phoenix Force, and then they ended up giving it to her anyway.
Uh-huh.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But the consequences miniseries, good follow-up to it. It's actually
I'm going to read that later.
Much, much better than the actual setup or the main.
Oh, I know.
Main one had some cool moments in it, but payoff was.
Yeah, I can see Submariner get his butt kicked. That was my favorite. I don't know about you guys. Weird costume of his.
He's just ahead of the curve. He's fashion forward.
Yeah, fashion forward in the BDSM trade or something. Goodness.
He's got that open shirt thing down to his navel. Come on, it's all.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, you know, kind of thing. Not Atlantis, Atlanta.
Yeah, I know Darren liked it. At least he's. I think Darren said he liked it, didn't he?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I think your point is made.
let's see what else we got. Who's next?
I don't know. Captain America was. Captain America, again, on my list. I was going to say him next. Now I got to move on to one of my other guys when we get back to me. But it's your turn now, Chris.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, I know you're not going to like this, Caleb, but yeah, Lobo. They should have left him dead. He was cool for a while. That's one of those characters they just overdid. It got popular, and they just done it to death. And I didn't even know he was dead until they brought him back in that Burning Hell series or whatever that was during the 1 year later DC stuff. But I don't know. I just – that character never did sync with me. So that's just me. That's really all I got to say about it.
That's all I got to say about that.
Just my opinion.
Okay, Gump. It's all good. Yeah, but – Wolverine could be Lobo, apparently, so, according to the fans.
Yeah. Well, they could both go. Hell, I don't know. What do I know? I'm not a marketing genius, obviously.
I remember they put Wolverine up against Lobo in that DC versus Marvel miniseries.
Yeah. I remember that.
And they actually had Wolverine beat Lobo. God.
Yeah, that makes no sense, because he's a lot more cosmic-like than Wolverine ever thought about. But whatever.
Wolverine is Canadian, so he's got that going for him.
I should have realized that. What was I thinking?
The power of poutine. Okay.
That totally trumps any Loboism.
That's just crazy. That's fine, crazy.
Ice hockey playing, poutine eating.
Oh my.
Public medicine touting. Pop popping badass.
That's right. Totally.
Oh man, what are you trying to
say? Totally.
Well, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Okay. Just being obnoxious. At the height of his being overused, absolutely. Just like any character is overused. Too much Wolverine is too, you know, time to go. Too much Deadpool, time to go. Too much Lobo, time to go. I mean, he sold books for a while, but even Rob Liefeld couldn't make him sell books. So.
Are you talking about Lobo?
Lobo.
Yeah.
Lobo was always good in the Legion, though. He was always good in that book.
Mm-hmm. How often did he only appeared that one storyline, didn't he?
No, like the Legion.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. I'm like,
yes.
Wait a minute, I only remember him in that one Legion story, but okay, yes.
And, yeah, he wasn't very good in that one. But but when he was in LEGION, that was good. Like, he was always good there for comic relief and some action and some conflict.
Oh, it was always great when he would get bamboozled by Docs. And yeah. Docs would be like, oh, no, can't do that. You made a promise. And Lovell was always a man. He's a man of his word.
Yep.
Yeah, this is true.
And Docs would be like, no, sorry, you can't go there, Lobo. Then he would go and break something.
Very, very interesting.
Okay, so, I mean, he's got his... See, he's got his good side.
He's got his uses, yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go with one that I think I know, Chris, you're behind this one.
Okay.
Would be John Stewart.
No, see, I don't agree with you on that, but go ahead.
I'm just, again, maybe this has been a theme for this whole list, is just someone who just mopes around constantly with the screw ups. Just
okay, well, yeah, they do seem to do that to him a lot, but
They want to kill him. They just can't. They can't because it's not politically correct to kill the black man. You got to, you know.
Yeah, you got that. I got that right. I'm sure that would blow up in their face if they did.
Yeah. Oh, they refrigerated another black man. No, they. It's time to.
The mercy killing.
It is a mercy killing. I mean, for Christ's sake.
It's funny. Because I got to like in the Green Lantern Corps books, I got to like John Stewart's character more, and especially Guy Gardner. I used to hate Guy Gardner with a passion, but the way they changed him, and he's still an arrogant ass, but you know, he's just trying to do what he thinks is right. And if you're in a fight, you don't want anybody else. I mean, he's one of those kind of people you want at your back. So, yeah.
Who wants the mopey guy who blew up a planet to be on your side? I mean,
yeah, correct. Well, that's true. Well, he killed Mogo too.
Yeah, well, two planets.
Yeah,
two planets.
You're right.
He's planet killer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, but no, I got to defend the poor guy. He got hugely popular because of that cartoon, the Justice League and the Justice League Unlimited.
Exactly.
I think he's got a big fan base. I think that probably have to go after is Kyle Rayner.
Absolutely.
A place in the CU now
because they kicked him out of the core, and they got the storyline where he can access. I stopped reading that New Guardians one, but it's going to kick back in to the Third Army thing. But apparently, he can access, can use any of the rings. I don't know where that came from. Like I said, I stopped reading it for a while, but I don't know. But yeah, I think as much as I like Kyle, he's the one that's really has become obsolete.
I like Kyle too.
In that regard, absolutely. As an obsolete character, I would probably say that Kyle Rayner would be top of the list. But in terms of characters that just they can't seem to find anything else to do with him other than just make him the brunt of every single one of the stupid moves.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Well, you
know, kill him off, and that gives them an opportunity for someone else to take that burden on for a little while.
Yeah, like Kyle Rayner.
Kyle Rayner, Kilowog.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, not Kilowog. I like him.
Not Kilowog. Okay, Chip. Make Chip.
Okay, I'm with that.
Yeah, you screw up.
They had him in the Green Lantern animated series on Cartoon Network, the last one I saw.
Chip?
Yeah. That's so funny. Look, it's the squirrel, I kept saying, and then the nephews were looking at me like, what's wrong with him? Anyway.
Record when they were all on Earth. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have some of those.
All right.
Deep in the bowels of a storage area. Climate
which
control.
The Joe Staten drawn Green Lantern Corps issues? Okay.
Some of them, yeah. Anyway, who's all next? Right.
My last character I'm going with is Superman.
Yes. Not a moment.
He just hasn't worked in the new 52 yet. They haven't.
Well, See, I've kind of liked it, but it's not as good as I was hoping it would be. I like the start, and I agree. They're kind of just with it.
No, Action Comics had a good start, but I dropped off of that after a while. And Superman, it's hard to say what went there because you don't know what was Perez and what was editorially driven and what was a mixture of the two. But his new series just hasn't gelled the way you want your prime DC character to gel. So, yeah. I don't know, kill him off again and hope that you get what you get when they killed him off the first time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Without the bullet.
That's an interesting ring.
Yes, we have a long distance call coming through.
Oh, it's a special.
Yes.
Ring. That's interesting.
Long distance. I don't even remember that concept
anymore. Oh, you know, I'm just thinking long distance. It took me a second to sink in. Holy crap!
I always remember that phone call, that commercial from. It must have been the mid 70s, where the family's sitting around and they go, "Hey, Billy, Uncle Joe's on the phone." And he hangs the phone and he goes, "Hey, Uncle Joe," and then he hangs up the phone and they make such a big deal out of how it was a long distance call and.
Yeah.
And now it's, you know, it costs the same to call. It probably costs the same for me to call you, Murray, up in Canada as it would be to call the person next door.
It's very possible.
Oh, my goodness. Really? All righty.
No, these days, that's for sure.
So Superman needs to go. So just Superman the character and then or hit the whole.
I think you got to. Start it all over again. I don't know. Maybe if he were dead for a year and then came back, it would be.
Well, they just go right back to it. I don't know. It's after Crisis is when it. It never. Does that you agree with that? After the Crisis is when it just never really did get back, or.
No, because I think Byrne had a pretty strong. Byrne and Wolfman had a pretty strong take on the character for years and years. Like all that they did some, there was some good stuff going on in there.
Yeah. And the Jurgen stuff and the Ordway stuff.
Yeah. The Jurgen stuff. I read a lot of that.
There was some very, you're right. There was some very decent stuff, but I think it fell off when when did it fall off? It was, I don't know if it was before or after he died, but
what about the wedding?
I never minded them being together.
I thought it was better myself.
I didn't read it. I admit it.
I read some of it. I mean, I have the wedding issue somewhere, but I don't know. I was hoping a lot better because, you know, we'd get Morrison in there, and the stuff that Morrison's done has been great. Kept the Legion around and everything, and made it closer to what it was originally. But yeah, it's just not. I don't know. And that doing that Wonder Woman Superman kiss in Justice League was just too gimmicky for me.
Now, does he need to go away as a solo character, but you keep him around, or does he just need to go?
Yeah, do the Cyborg with him. Who knows? I don't know. I'm still kind of liking the Superman comic, but it's not as good as I was hoping it would be. I don't know what I was expecting, but it's been it hasn't been horrible, but it hasn't been great either.
I skim read number 13 and was not impressed. So.
I don't think I've read it yet. I've got it, but I haven't read it. Yep.
Man goes bye-bye in Murray's personal continuity.
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You could send him up to the Legion for a little while. He could spend some time there.
Now that would be cool.
Yeah.
That would. I would like that.
Get him out of Metropolis for a while and just figure out what you want to do with all those characters. Because there's so much potential in all of them. Like Lois, Jimmy, Perry, they've all got the Daily Planet. Like it's all got history and potential. But
yeah, I could get with that. So, my turn?
Yep.
And this is one I hope they never bring back. Dr. Light.
Which one?
The one, well, from Identity Crisis.
Dr. Light, okay.
Yeah, that one. That's one of those, I don't know. That character. Dr. Light,
goofy, kooky rapist.
Yeah. We don't need that. Just don't bring him back ever. Just leave him gone, and then that way we can forget about that little incident and move on with our lives.
You know, I actually – this is going to sound bad, but taking the rape out of it, the idea that they mind-wiped him and he was just like this total screw-up because of it.
Yeah, see, I like the concept, but you're right. That was over the top.
Actually, I thought that was cool, actually. I thought he kind of lost his personality, and then he got, like, really pissed off about it when he found out about it, which I thought gave him a lot of potential. I don't know if they ever – I don't know if they've ever had any play anywhere in the DC universe. But.
I don't think so. I think they – there's a couple times where he did some stuff with I don't know, in Teen Titans, but I don't think it ever really went anywhere, no.
Oh, well, that's a shame, because I, you know, if they could, you know, if they reformed the Fearsome Five, but it was the pissed off because you mind rape me, Dr. Light.
Yeah, that was kind of a dark time there. They're really trying to get people back.
Well, I would agree. If he never came back, no loss there.
Yeah, that just needs to just stay where they're at. So. That's mine.
My only other character I had on here was the Thing. I don't know. Again, mopey character. I don't like moping characters, and he always seemed to fall back on me. I'm a beast. I'm a man stuck in the body of a beast. Well, you know what? Put on a pretty dress, and maybe you'll feel better about yourself. But I don't know.
Or just have some girl get in a costume that looks like you. And oh, wait. They're doing that.
They're going to do that. FF.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Allred.
Yeah, I'm slightly intrigued about that one myself.
I'm very intrigued.
But the Fantastic Four one, I have to admit, it looks kind of interesting too.
I don't know. I've never liked the Thing. I mean, I
he's always been one of my favorites personally. But
I was about to say, I read most of his solo series that he had that was just pre and post Secret Wars. When he hung out on the planet there after everyone went home.
Yeah, I never did read that.
But he could go back and forth and being Ben Grimm, but I don't know. It just it seemed like a one note character.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I could be wrong. I haven't read a lot of Fantastic Four recently.
No, I haven't. That's not one of my strong ones for sure.
The only time I actually catch him is when he was appearing in Avengers, but since I don't read Avengers, it was moot.
Was it you that was telling me the new Avengers run was really good?
Was it me? No.
Somebody was telling me that. Who was telling me that? Never mind.
The only Avengers that I've read recently in my quest to avoid Bendis as much as possible was Uncanny Avengers. So.
Ah, okay. All right, then. So
I said last week that the start of New Avengers was really good.
Oh, the new Avengers?
Well, no,
the current issue.
No, the you know 7-8 years ago when they.
Oh yeah, we were talking. That's what I was meant. That we were talking about that.
Yeah, but the current stuff, Bendis is irritating and.
Yeah.
No one
cares. You're killing me, man. You really are.
I am?
No, I'm just kidding.
Are you on my list now? Okay.
No.
Mosby.
I'm on a lot of people's lists, I'm sure. Like the people that I left behind at my old job. I heard some stuff, but we won't get into that.
Oh.
But anyway, I think we covered that pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm. Morbid topic. I'm sorry. It was maybe it was the Halloween.
No, it's. I don't think it's a bad topic. I was just. I'm just not. I just got kind of. Well, we talked about that in earlier. You know, mom in the hospital and everything. And I'm just. If I sound a little disenfranchised, you know, just kind of worried about my mom. So.
I'll give you best wishes on just a moment. But I think that the one thing to bear in mind is all of these concepts that you and I, that all three of us think should go away,
mm-hmm.
if given the right creator,
yeah,
it'd all be good.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, look at Firestorm. I number 13 was really good. Juergens is a good fit for that character.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would have to agree.
You know, and Superman in the right hand is really entertaining, and Aunt May in the right hands, very entertaining.
No, I agree.
You know, if Jim Starlin wants to write Marvel Cosmic, he does a good Thanos.
Yeah, he does. I love a lot of his original work too, but.
Yeah. Best thoughts to your mom, man. I hope.
Yeah, thanks. I think she might be waking up here pretty soon. It was kind of in the middle of the night they took her in, and she's been fighting a kidney infection for quite a while. And the doctor they talked to last night said they just haven't been giving her the right stuff for long enough. So, but anyway, we'll see how it goes.
All righty. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. So, anyway, that's about it here for this week. I need to get caught up on my reading. A lot of stuff out there.
Go sit in the hospital waiting room and read comics.
Yeah, I might do that. she's here in town this time, so I won't have to travel quite so far. But anyway. That's about it here. So, as usual, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com. You can go on to Facebook. Lots of stuff going on there. A bunch of stuff I haven't even been able to get into because I've been working, new job and all. But, and of course, you can comment on the actual episodes. So, just let us know what you think. And we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good.
See you later.
All right. And we're out.
Hey, so I